Now, today, the topic related to Hilfanida, I actually got a few times already during the war, and the first time blindsided me, because it wasn't in the material of Hilfanida. I studied for the test, I got smicha, and I didn't remember this material. And a person said to me, you know, can I have relations with my wife during this war? And who knows how long this war was going to be at the time. This was basically 1 or 2 days into the war. And then he elevated the question to a different posek who give me guidance on it, because I didn't even know the start of the sugya. I hadn't yet gotten and learned the sugya. And then there were follow-ups. Okay, and what if I get drafted from Milut? So I decided, okay, good sugya to know, good sugya to learn. And then Rabbi Yamin suggested it as one of the two topics for today. So let us deal with the sources so that at least we'll be conversant and understanding what the hava mean is that you should. What's the source for that? The idea that you shouldn't have relations now? So where could that be? And let us have a better understanding of the sugya and how to pask in various cases. So it actually goes back to very early sources. It goes back to, if you did Shnayim Mikra a week or two ago, you saw it. Source 1, Bereshit, Zayin Zayin, Vayavo Noach uvanav ishto neshevanav ito letevav mifnei me'avavu. Noach and his sons, his wife and his sons' wives. So it phrases it in a very interesting way. So Rashi, there, source 2, tells us, Anashim levad v'anashim levad. There was a whole mabul going on. And they're going to be sitting there having Tashmish Amita. That can't be. So the whole time they're on the Teva, they refrained from it. And therefore, the Pasuk was said in a way that it's made them segregated by gender. Also, there's other sources in Tanakh, and some of them we'll see Poskim cite them and deal with them. But another well-known example in source 3 comes from Uriah. Whatever David did, not getting into it, to Kolom or David Chata in the Toeh, I'm very partial to it, it was said by Rabbi Yonatan in the Gemara. So, whatever on David's Madrega, the Chet, the Masa that he had with Bathsheba, so he brings her husband back and tries to say, why don't you go home and have relations with your wife right now? Because that would cover it up, because if Bathsheba were pregnant, it could at least then be possibly Uriah's kid. And Uriah says, how could I do that? Vayomer Uriah al David, Aaron, Yisrael, Yudah, Yoshim Sukkot, Vanani Yoav, Vavdei Adoni Apnei Asadeh Honim. There's a battle going on. Aaron's out of place. All sorts of things are going on. Vani Avo Beiti Lechol Eshtot. I'm going to go home and eat and drink. V'lishkav Mishti and lie with my wife. I can't do such a thing. Okay? So we see already this concept that while there's a war, a battle going on, a person can't go and be with his knife. But the main sugya for our topic, source 4, is the Gemara in Tainit, Daf Yud Aleph. Gemara in Tainit has a statement of Reish Lakish. I'm Reish Lakish. Aser la'adam l'shamish mitato b'shnei re'avor. Okay? And this is going to be part of the postgame's discussion, because it's really a halacha about famine. A person is prohibited from having relations during years of famine. And where do we know it from? We actually know it from Yosef. Shneamar uli Yosef yolad shnei banim b'terem tavo shnad arav. The Pasuk actually points out that Yosef's two children were born before the years of famine. Why does the Pasuk have to point it out? So you shouldn't think that Yosef was sitting there having children during the years of famine, and we learn from that that you shouldn't be having relations during the years of famine. The Gemara then says, okay, if you didn't have children, you still should, there's still the mitzvah for review, and there's other right up there, and then Gemara has another right that says, Tani idach, mizman shet tzibur, shar v'tzar, al yomar adam, elech lebeiti, v'achol v'shteh, v'shol mechanafshi. Person shouldn't say, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to eat and drink, and everything's fine, like, not be a part of what the whole Tzibur is going through. Where do we learn this from? We actually learn it from no less than Moshe Rabbeinu. Yitzar Adam im Tzibur. Shekein Matzino Moshe Rabbeinu Shetzir Atzmo im Tzibur. How did Moshe do that? Because we know with the war with Amalek, how did Am Yisrael win in the battle? Whenever Moshe Rabbeinu raised his hands. And how did Am Yisrael lose? Whenever his hands came down. Now this wasn't so good. We wanted his hands up, we wanted him to win. So what did they do? They brought Moshe Arak to sit on. He sat on the rock, and then at least he didn't have to stand the whole time. He could sit with his hands up. Made it a little bit better. So the Gemara says, "Lo ayal Moshe kar echad of keset echad leshivale." Moshe didn't have one pillow to sit on. He had to sit on a rock. Ela kachamar Moshe, ho v'Yisrael shroni mitzar. Yisrael's in the middle of this war. Afani yayim am mitzar. So I shouldn't be so comfortable. I shouldn't be on that pillow. And then the Gemara concludes with one last line. Kol mitzar atzmo imatzibor zocharo menech matzibor. Anybody who takes part in the tzibor's suffering will zocha to see the consolation. We'll get to see the geula from it. We'll get to see the nechama from it. So we learn it from Yosef. We learn it from Moshe. But again, although it switched from Shnei Ravon to the Tsar of the Tzibor, it didn't yet say the war. Now, although Reish Lakish uses the Lashon of Aser, does that mean it's Aser like a pig? Like an Iser Min HaTorah? Like what does the word Aser mean here? Now, Rashi comments, Aser L'shamish Mitato B'Shnei Ravon, Tzarich Adam Lin Hog Atzmo V'Tzar Batzmo. He needs to. So what does it mean? He needs to. We're going to get to that in a second. What's the point? How does it help that Moshe Rabbeinu sat on a rock instead of a pillow? Did that make us fight any better? What did it do for everybody else that Moshe Rabbeinu was on a pillow? Yes,
he was like on. He was on
on the side, and we saw him on a rock. It was tsar for him.
Yeah.
So how does it help me? I'm fighting the war, and he's on a rock.
No,
so how does it help me?
We should, as the Jewish people, it should be a tsar for us.
So how does it help our chayalim and our communities in the south if I'm in pain?
That's a good point. I think we have to we have to be in some sort of pain for him. We have to
because of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So this is what I'm getting at. Okay. So Reb Lichtenstein Zatzal gave a sicha after the tsunami back in 2004. I gave you the links to the full Hebrew and English, but he discussed this Gemara as part of that. And he said essentially, on a moral level, it helps the person who's identifying with those in Tsar, and it helps the person who's suffering. Because the person suffering, he wants to know someone cares. So maybe on the material level, it doesn't help them. I'm not helping the war effort by being in pain. But the sympathy and identification does nothing to improve the situation. But psychologically, such identification means a great deal. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was going for, Reb Lichtenstein said. But is this an actual Isser or not? So Tosfot there, source 7, says, Vim Tomar, Hare Yocheved Nolda Bein Achomot. Where was Yocheved born? Yocheved was born, what Chazal referred to as in a few sugars, that her Leirata, her Horata B'Kdusha, Leirata Shelo B'Kdusha. She was born right at the border from Eretz Yisrael going down to Mitzrayim. She was clearly conceived in Eretz Yisrael, and then they went down to Mitzrayim. So, when were they going down to Mitzrayim? In the famine. So clearly, Yocheved was conceived in the famine. So clearly, there were people having relations during the famine. So yes, the Gemara here is learning from Yosef that he didn't, but other people did. Yesh lomar, delekule alma lo havi aser. It wasn't an iser. Elo lemi sherotze linhog atzmo v'chassidut. Yosef lo shimesh al v'shnar min adam shimshu. So Yosef was on this special madriga as a midot chassidut. He wasn't having relations. But other people were having relations. So Tosa calls it a midot chassidut, which makes it not an actual iser, which certainly would give us a lot of room to be matir for people who are asking it. The Shaila. Unfortunately, not everybody's going to say that, but that's the approach of Tosfot. The Torah Tamima asks a question on this Tosfot. We know that Levi wasn't such a slouch. He was quite the Ish Kedusha and Parish himself, and so Hayamitsuyam B'Kedusha Prishut. Chazal, Moshe Rabbeinu praised who Levi was in that regard. So he said, what, you think Levi is gonna be having relations, and Yosef, like, why is Yosef more tzaddik and porish than Levi in this regard? And he said very simply, Where was Yosef during the famine? Yosef was in Pharaoh's palace. Was Yosef affected by the famine? Did he have a hunger pang at any point during the famine? And the answer is no. He was fine. Levi and all the brothers, they were affected by the famine. So says the Torah Tamima, the Mishu Mesubaba Tzar Arav Ein Tzar Losif Tzar. Somebody fasting, there's no reason to add to it by not having relations. Rak L'Mishe Emo Kol Tzar V'Dag Machmad Arav Lahem Roi. Those people need to identify with everybody else. Everybody else is in pain. I'm not. So therefore, I'm going to be withholding relations. Yosef, Mikavan Shulorigish Betzar V'Dargan Arav Lachin Ra Lishtatev Atzar Tzibor Avki Binyan Acher. So yes, it's a midat chasidut, and it's a midat chasidut for people not in the war. Again, that gives us a little bit of, you can see where a posek might take this idea and say, you know, this war is affecting a lot of people. Maybe if somehow you live in some kind of bubble and it's not affecting you, I don't know, but it is affecting a lot of people. The problem is that it's not clear that it's a midat chasidut. In source 9, we have the Rambam in Tainit. And what lashon does it use? Kol mi shekiyem mitzvah pri revia. If you've already been mekayim per revu, if you already have a son and a daughter, aser lo l'shamish mitato b'shnei ravon. It is prohibited. And of course, who takes the Rambam's lashon? The Shulchan Aruch, source 10. This is the Shulchan Aruch at the end of Mishnah Berurah as well. I'm saying the end of Chelek Bet Mishnah Berurah. Those two simanim that people love to find and read because they're the ones that everybody else skips. And the Shulchan Aruch says, "Asur l'shamish mitato b'shnei ravon, ela l'chasuchei banim." If you don't have children, and the Rama says, "And see, tavgana indal." We'll get to that. That's the next source. And then the Rama adds, "Vehu hadin b'shar tzarot." So too, other tragedies, other unfortunate circumstances. Because until now, we only had what? We only had ravon when there's a famine. The Rama says, other tragedies. But the Ramah does add two more words. And that's going to be a loophole that some of the poskim will see use. They say, Hu adim ishar tzarot, shehem ken re'avon. Translate.
It's like a famine.
Yeah, so what does that mean? Other tragedies are like a famine? Or other tragedies that are like a famine? Meaning, if it's pestilence, something like a famine, or just other tragedies that are as bad for the situation, as bad for the Jewish people, as if they were going through a famine. Big nafkamina in there would be whether a war would be a reason to have to refrain from having marital relations. Yes, Yaakov.
I mean, again, I don't know what
sources
in the
Ramah
itself. It's called
Yerushalmi. It's called Yerushalmi.
Yerushalmi
says something.
It's called all natural disasters.
Okay.
Not war.
Okay.
Because
there, it talks about a galuda. Okay.
Yeah, but it's all natural.
Yes, name?
Yaakov,
yeah.
So for the source that Roya, but it makes sense that Roya wasn't actually really in the work with Debbie Ben Sentiment for the front lines.
Yeah. We're going to get to more on Roya Fifi.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch also has it in Hilchos Tainios. Lachader, mitzvah, lahariv, adam, matz, mishnah, reva. Ravon, you should starve yourself. If everybody else is starving, meaning don't starve to death. But don't eat extravagant meals if everybody else is starving. But aser l'shamish bo mitato, and it is prohibited to have relations in such a time. Chutz milel tvila. If it's your mikveh night, you're allowed to. Ul chasuch evanim, or if you don't have kids. Perish l'minu evanim, the Ramah says, mutter, it is allowed as well. The Magen Avraham takes issue. He says, where do you get this heter for lel tvila? In lo shoresh. On the other hand, the Sharei Tshuva says maybe because it's a midah chasidut. Again, not taking the Rambam's lashon, not the Shulchan Aruch's lashon, but more what Tosot said. Since it's a midah chasidut, then there's also leniencies for other things. So which two heterim do we have so far? We had if you don't have kids, or if it's mikveh night. So the Sharei Tshuva adds in two more. Sheim lo yishamish yavol ledvar avera. Okay? We don't want you to have shechvat zar levatolo. So if your solution is to not have relations because of the war, so then you're just going to create a different problem. And a wonderful loophole. Oh, ishto, im ishtoku gim elav, efshar d'mutu l'shamish, you and your spouse really, really desire each other, maybe there's room for that. Meaning, maybe the two of you really need it on some level. It's not just Tanug. We're going to get to that distinction later in some of the poskim as well. Okay. So, in order to see how the poskim use these sources, and many of the reasons for leniency, stadim lahatir, that they found, I thought it would be appropriate to take. Unfortunately, Klal Yisrael has had a very long history with many, many tzaros, and therefore there have been many, many shuvas written on this topic. So I thought taking from a few different things from history would be appropriate. So let us start with World War I. Okay, Shut Darche Chaim Shalom. Who was that? That was Rabbi Eliezer Shapiro Munkach. He said, started with the question of fasting. And he says, Lo yasruke ravona kazoki pshitin. What are the inotzarek lintanot? You don't have to fast. Came to dvarim shenlem shir. How do you know how long this war is going to be? Benimtze yasu olam. What, it's going to be long forever? And he says, Lintanot inotzarek, you don't have to fast. Mikoshekein levata peruvu. You don't have to. Because that would be a great kula. Kula gedola levata mitzah rabba kazo. To get rid of this unbelievable mitzah peruvu. And then he has another reason. Kozo chevli mashiach. And we know that, as the Gemara says, Ein ben David bach yichlo kol neshamot shevakot. It's Gemara in Yevamos that says, Mashiach's not going to come until we get rid of all the neshamot in our gut. So, what do we want? How are we going to get out of this war? We're going to have Mashiach come. We're going to have a ge'ula. So, not having relations is going to postpone that ge'ula. V'bit olon av avon zesh yaseh rav yisrael chashe shol mimei lemakev ge'ula z'vaday aser lasur kin. It's usher not to have relations. Right? That was his truth. The Karen the David, Rabbi Elezer David Greenwald, also Rav there in Europe, and he says, he first has a halachic discussion of how to define Ravon based on the price of weed in town. Is it that? And after he gets all done with that, he says, Ela Bashat, Filo Eno Bechlashna Ravon, Mikomakom, it is a Shnat Sara Mikri. So many people in Klai Yisrael, Ravon Yisrael, Kimat, Rubam, Soblim, Sarod, Yisurim, Yisimon, Mechama. So many people in Klai Yisrael are suffering from this. People in under siege and sleeping out in the field, and people being drafted to the army, people being taken captive. And unfortunately, he didn't know what was coming. So, En l'chatzara gedola l'yakov kamo'ata. There was no greater danger to Klai Yisrael than World War I. And how could there be anything worse than that? So this is a time. So he says, the Ramah said the Gam Shar Tzarot is Bechlal Isser. So you shouldn't be having relations. He says, but wait a minute. Lo shamanu gami anshe maisa. Okay, even the greatest Gedolim, I don't know how would we even know if they were having relations, but somehow people would know. And we didn't find that to be true, that they were parish even in such times. And he said, how can it be? So he gave a similar answer to what the Torah Tamima said about Yosef versus Levi. He says, all those people, they were betzar already. So, lo nemar l'misha eno bechlal etzar. Misha, sobel etzar, shal etzar gufo. Everybody who's suffering from it themselves. So then, they're not part of it. Davka Yosef, shalo yamagish betzar rav, ayatzarech l'hokein. He agrees it's not the pshat of the sugya. For one very important reason. So what did the Shulchan Aruch write in Source 11? Mitzvah lahariv adam atzmo b'shnat ravon. You have to fast when everybody else is having starvation. Ve'asur l'shamesh bo mitato. What does that mean? Even the people fasting, or not eating enough, starving, famine, hunger, they can't have relations. Ve'asur. Mashma de gami shemarat mariv atzmo v'kfarno tel chelik b'tzaret zibur afilu hachi asur. Now he says, and again, so from the poskim, that would seem that it's still asur nonetheless, even if you're part of it. But nonetheless, he says, there's a reason why we haven't heard anybody saying it, and that is because it's a chumrah habali de kula. He says, lo namar chumrah zayel l'mish yodea ba'atzmo shelo yikashel. If you're really going to be able to go through this and not have shechvat zer levatala, so then maybe it's appropriate. But everybody else, shalo yatzas charo be'afsido. What good does it do? Oh, I'm identifying with the war and I'm not going to have relations with the wife. And meanwhile, you're going to violate an iser of Shechvat Zera Levatola. So what does that help? Anything? It says, therefore, may high time alo shamati afil bitami decha chomim sheyinhugu chumra zo bitim alo. Okay, that was World War I. Let's go now to the Shoah. The Beis Yisrael, okay, he was in Satmar Posig, I mean, like in the city of Satmar, okay, during the Holocaust. And he said, and he lists many of them, Shibra Gov, Abu Raparev, Skirat Mikvod, Yeshiva, this was early on his tshuva. Says, "Mikomakom etzar keilam modem akol de lots rechem defrosh." You don't have to. And why is he mekel? He says because separating from your wife would be going against lachlok al kra mefurosh. There's a mefurosh pasuk in the Torah that says not to. Wow, where is there a mefurosh pasuk in the Torah? You really have to be paying attention. So he says in the story of Mitzrayim, it says kasher yanu oto. The more Am Yisrael suffered, the more Mitzrayim made Am Yisrael suffer, the more Am Yisrael multiplied. All of what Mitzrayim was trying to do was trying to limit Am Yisrael, and the worse they did to them, the more they grew. So he says, clearly, they were having relations even in the middle of Shibud Mitzrayim. The whole place of Mitzrayim, they're all doing it. So he says, okay, maybe you want to say, that's the Hamonam. Maybe the Gedolim, maybe the Talmid Chachamim, they were parish. He says, no. Because what do we know? And who's that talking about? Well, who was the person? The Ishmi Beit Levi? Amram. It was in order to have Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. So he says, Amram was the Galador. Amram, only when Paro said, let's throw all the boys in the water, he separated from his wife. In the meantime, he already had Aaron and Miriam in these circumstances. He only separated at a certain point, and then he regretted it. And he went back and remarried his wife. That's what the pasuk says. That he went and did it. So clearly he went, and then he had Moshe Rabbeinu. So he was, even this Gadol Ador, was having relations in the time of Mitzrayim. That's his first answer. So it's going against a Mefurash pasuk. A Mefurash pasuk is saying that even in Shiva Mitzrayim, they were having marital relations. And again, he already had two other children, Pru Ravu. He already had Aaron and Miriam, one boy, one girl. Then he says, if I weren't afraid, I'd explain this Lule de Mistafina Hayanira Yadaiti Lomar Tam Kadash on this Isser. What is this Isser? This Isser is about Shnei Ravon. And it's not about a war. And what is it about Shnei Ravon that makes sense? Vishash in lehem alecho. They don't have enough food. There's no food. There's not enough food for the people already in the world. You're going to bring more people into a world without enough food? You're going to add to that. And therefore, there's no reason to be machmir. There's no reason to be machmir in this. Okay. Now let's get to the modern state of Israel. We already talked a little bit about the Tzitz Eliezer. Tzitz Eliezer had a tshuva about refraining from relations during the Yom Kippur War. Source 17, he was asked if during the Yom Kippur War people should refrain. And in Otbet, he said that the Rambam writes it's an actual Isser during famine. And the Bach says when the Tosa writes that it's a Midah Chassidut, that's for people who don't have children. But if you have children, even Tosot agrees, says the Bach, Tosot doesn't say it, but says the Bach, even Tosot agrees that it's Asr. The Rambam says it's Azar, Tosaf calls it a Mira Chassidah. Who's a Mira Chassidah for? People who don't have children. If you have children, Tosaf agrees with the Isser, says the Bach. Okay, so that doesn't sound so good. And he says, the Chassam Sofer says that the Mira Chassidah, by the way, before we get carried away, Chassam Sofer writes that it doesn't apply to Lel Tefillah or a Yotze Lederech. So by the way, if you're any of the Chayalim and you manage to get a leave from the army and you come home, please be with your wife. Okay, that's shouldn't be part of the discussion, not the Chayalim. And then in Od Vav and Zayin, he deals with the Ramah. The Ramah says this applies to other tzorot and not just famine. But if you remember, I said when we read the Ramah there in Source 10, the Ramah added two extra words, Shehim Keravon. And he says that limits it. Shebaim Ligroa, And he quotes the Shari Knesset Agdola, who says, when the Rama means this, he means things like famine. Dafka tzarot del mitarav. Al yirakon, al shidafon, al chasil, al arbe, al mezonot, shekol elu dam l'ravon. Things that cause a scarcity of food, food being expensive, supply and demand, you have a problem with the supply lines. Okay, now that's shar tzarot. It doesn't mean all other tzarot. And he has a proof. What's the proof? Gemara in Erevin. Gemara in Erevin says that lo ne'anash Yoshua el b'shvil shebitel yisol laila achat mipur yirviyah. Because what would happen? The Aron and the Shechina weren't in the right place, and therefore they didn't have tashmish amita. So they were annoyed. They're in the middle of a war. Avo pisha hayta shara milchama, b'chol zot lo nesru az b'tashmish el mishum, because the Aron and Shechina yashru in shalom b'mkoma, but not because of the milchama. And now let's go back to Uriah. You asked about Uriah. He said, what happened? Meruchach me'uriagiti. Achiti. Shacherim hayum batarim. David sent him. David said, go be with your wife. Why didn't David have a problem with it? David said, go be with your wife because everybody else was having relations with it. Was having relations at that time. Afilo hachmi tashmish amita rak uriachiti haya machmer latzmo bishayu yisro betzara. He goes further. He takes the Yavetz. The Yavetz says, who's the Ezer for? Dafka the Anshei Milchama. They were the ones dealing with the Aron. The Aron's in their camp. How can you have relations right in front of the Aron? Or while the Aron's not in that spot. Because if you're going to war, you take the Aron with you. So then they couldn't have relations. But everybody else not there, there's no reason they couldn't have relations. So he says, also, if you know, we have people we send home from war. Who do we send home from war? Somebody who got married and hasn't yet had Kiddushin, and they yet have Nisuin. So what are they going to go do? Okay, they're not getting too explicit, but they're going to be going to have relations. And if we're going to war and they're going to have relations, we're sending them home to have relations. Isn't that a pretty good proof? That us going to war doesn't mean you can't have relations? Okay, but that's... They didn't have Peruvu yet, they didn't have kids yet, but at least there's relations going on at the time of war. And he says... I have another explanation. I found in the Meiri, he says, that the reason not, the Gemara in Taina is saying about the fast day not having relations is because you shouldn't be osik, Jaloyah HaKadosh Baruch Hu osik b'churban oshel olam b'hu bonah. You're building up the world while HaKadosh Baruch Hu is destroying it. He says that only applies when it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing the destroying. He says that explains source 1 and 2. Noach and the Teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is destroying the world. They shouldn't be having relations. Now yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in war. Hashem Yishmochama. But really it says, Lo kishabaza yidei pilot emtziyot shal b'nei adam kishabata mochama. And therefore, this reason of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being bona and us being karev and us being bona doesn't apply now. And therefore, again, Tzitz Eliezer has another tzad lahakel on relations during the time of the war. And finally, he quotes Mi'il Tzedakah. Mi'il Tzedakah says, again, it's a famine. Why can't you have relations during the time of famine? So this isn't the same answer that we just previously had, that you're going to cause more hunger in the world because there's not enough food already. But he says, no, you're hungry, you're going to be having weak children. If you're hungry, so your bodies aren't going to be producing children with enough nutrients. And mitamze is here razal ma'od alzeh shelo yishamesh adam ra'ev. We actually have such halachos. Random agadah does the Gemara about not being hungry when you have relations. It says mikol alin nitbarlan yadaiti de'en le'isr tashmish b'mel nechama mestamer shein mazeh gam yishum midat chasidot. It's not even a chasidot. Prari yitzal anashim tzirim, especially young people, v'ashila shekvar kimu peruribu, they already have two kids. Even if it's not mikvah night, even without a chashash levera, just from wanting to be with each other. Finally, one last one, going very recent. Tavshin Samar Zayin, Rabbi Eliyahu Acharar, he's the Rav of Modi'in. He wrote an article in Haveret Asya, I guess a tshuva he wrote. People asked him at the time of the Kasamim in Sderot. Remember that? Okay. So he says, שבכל יום כמעט נפגעים בתים ונפצעים ואף נהרגים תושבים, אין כנראה פתרון לבעיה, there's no solution. יש מקום לדון למצב כשהצר לישראל, ויוצא אם כן שבעל נפש שיש לו בנם, יש לו אחמר, anybody who has kids should be מחמר, especially according to Shulchan Aruch, שלא לשמש מיטתו אלא בלא תפילה, only if it's מקווני, או בחשש לעבירה, וכיוצא בזה. So there already we're going to Chumrah, the Sefer Darchei Torah, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, and his Halachos, Parakhov Gimel, he says, אין לאדם לשמש מיטתו בזמן שציבור שער בצער, מלחמה, רעב וכדומה, אף על פי שהוא אינו נפגע ישיר מכך, even if you're not directly affected. But how does he define it? Tashmish ha'asr beitzar ha'tzibur elizam ha'chuvan litanug. It's only if it's being done to enjoy yourself. Amish ein lo banim. You're trying to have kids. O sheyesh lecha lo kiyem adai mitzar peraviyah. You don't have a ben or a bat. O mi shechoshish latzar lebetzar lebetala. O shechoshish lehiru risha acheret. If I'm not able to be with my wife, I might start thinking about another woman. Well then, mutter l'shamesh, you should be with your wife. Again, you should have in mind, though, that's the reason. Bilvad shalu yechavin l'tanu. Don't think about enjoying it. Just think about, I'm doing this in order to not have shechot zera levatala, or not to be mahar another woman, or to have for a revu, or to have banim, etc. Elo otodabra tzarechlo. In the footnote, though, he has a shayla he was asked, and he says, matzav bitkoni kasheh. Mortar attacks and rocket attacks on Israel Dorom Haaretz on the south. If you remember, sometimes in the north they have such attacks. Hayim Chal Isser Tashmish Kveit Zara and says from Mordechai Eliyahu, and Isser Shal Tashmish. Why? Ki Zelo Klal Ha'am. You have to decide if it is Klal Ha'am. Okay, but a posik can. And within that, is it everybody who's under attack?
I don't know.
I don't want to define that. Okay. But he was machmer there. I don't always include Pinini Halacha when I'm doing a Halacha. He's not one of the sources I generally check. And but this was a rare Chumrah. And so I thought I had to include it. Especially in Havos Nida, where he's very, very Mekel. I thought, if he has a Chumrah here, you have to mention it. I didn't even give it a number on the source sheet because I found it later. But he says, "Also, the Adam the Shamish Mita Tov Eishi Yesh Tzar Gadol Medina Korav Gadol Umechama Kolelit." It is a big tzar. It is Aser, and he has all the heterim that we've mentioned: Peravu, Lal Tefila, etc. Yesh Machmirim. But then he says there's some are Machmir Lal Tefila. Again, the Magen Avram we mentioned, and he says, "Mish Yitzro Gover Alav Alol Legila Deverer Rashi." And then, therefore, they allow it. So, we've seen that there were many, many sources trying to permit it. Many, many sources that showed that. Let's start from the strictest. There are those who say that it's asr and meikar din. You have to do it, and you have to refrain from having relations. I saw one Rav wrote an article recently, and he said that this applies for 30 days, like 30 days of elus. So for 30 days, nobody should be having relations. On the other hand, it's clear from most of these sources, the great lengths the various poskim went in order to not apply it. They came up with all sorts of, it's only somebody's not in the tzar, maybe we're all in the tzar. This is only midah chassidut, and this wasn't noheg by a, we had all those other explanations. So clearly, there's a lot of room for leniency on this. Okay? When I consulted with Rav Gigi, the Rosh Yeshiva in Gush, on the topic, and he said, as a general statement, no iser. If an individual came to you, and he and his wife are considering it, and they're asking, and they're willing, and they feel it's appropriate on their personal madriga to refrain from it a little bit, he says, then there's room to what to discuss. Because he says, I don't deal in theoreticals, I didn't get any such shayla, so then nothing to discuss. He says, but if I were to get such a shayla, and there's somebody who's on that madriga, and again, we can solve all those other issues, the Peru Revu and the Lel Tefila, and the Shechot Zera Levatala, in other words, they generally have relations a certain number of times, they can have relations one less time, one fewer time a month, etc. Maybe there's what to talk about, but certainly not as a categorical psak. Certainly not in the theoretical, and he said, and certainly not for any of the chayalim coming home, And that was what he said, and I think that's the general approach. That there's, again, the person who asked me, so I was starting to lean, okay, maybe it's appropriate. Again, it was right at the beginning of this war, and the shock of the new, it might have been like Sunday night when I absorbed the depth of everything that was happening. I had people who were staying in my home for 2 days in Yom Tov, and so until I got to actually check the news and be like, whoa. And then he asked me, so I was like, okay, maybe. And then he's like, but I may get drafted. I was like, okay, then no. If you go to the Derech, that's a whole other sugya. We'll get to it. Are we doing Kofi Zayin next? Okay, so there's a little bit there. No, I don't know. I don't know when we're doing it next, but okay. So that's a whole other sugya. So not for him. He should have been with his wife. But the lesson from the sugya definitely is, Imo Anochi Betzara. You shouldn't be that you're not Bitzar and the rest of Klal Yisrael is Bitzar. So there's a lot of people who feel the Tzar in a lot of ways, and we should be working on feeling the Tzar. But it's a true in so not just in the Tashmi Shamita Sugya. It's also true in the Davening Sugya. And sometimes I heard complaints that a certain minion is saying the same two Tehillims every day. At a certain point, it does become by rote, and it's hard to spend your time with the feeling of Meitol Mutal Lefanecha. I heard Rav Moshe Lichtenstein, again, another Rosh Hashiva and Gush, say that he had a daughter who was having heart surgery once, 20 years ago, and he says, and I cried through it, I don't know, 120 chapters of Tefillin. He says, but she was sitting there on the operating table in front of me. How many of us, with the wars out there, what's going on, are you really able to do that with every Avinu Malkeinu after Mincha, and every and saying the same three Mishaverachs three times a day at davening, and the same two Tehillim? So, yes, Imo Anochi Betzara, and we should work on that. And how do you? So we work on it by getting involved in the chesed, and strengthening our tefillah, and strengthening our learning. And, okay, there are some sources that point to doing it as well for Tashmi Shemitah, but certainly not some kind of categorical iser, at least for our postgame. Again, the Rambam seem to have it, but for our postgame, that there's a rule of iser Tashmi Shemitah and the Shas Nochama that I certainly can't say, and don't recommend. For some people, this is how they cope. I remember a number of years ago, I staffed a trip to Poland. And the tour guide said, he complained that all the time on these groups, when they get to Auschwitz and they're walking around all day, and then the kids start getting tired and hungry. And he said, they didn't have food then either. And he wanted the kids to also be fasting. And I consulted with a psychologist, and he said, don't do it. Don't do it. I had asked him before the trip. He said, sometimes that's how people cope. People cope sometimes by eating. You can handle the depravity and how evil they are and everything else going on. And therefore, sometimes that's how they need it. So yes, people are going through something. It's in a terrible emotional toll as well. And sometimes a wife and husband need each other's embrace. They need the Tashmi Shemitah to get through and cope. So therefore, to tell them that it's awesome, they shouldn't do it, and that might be the chizuk they need to get through this. So again, so many reasons. We saw at least a dozen kulas in this year, and many more, and therefore, I think we answered that question. Yes, Yahoo.
According to the last year, did they discuss whether Tashmi Shemitah was
They didn't make a chiluk, but meaning they didn't answer the other one.
They
literally answered Tashmi Shemitah. They didn't answer, they didn't say separate your beds and anything else beyond that. And especially some of them said still Leila Tefillah is allowed, so that would mean just having relations once a month. But that means that they're not getting rid of everything, just Tashmi Shemitah. Yes, name?
David.
So we had a few explanations of famine. Famine because you're going to end up with weak children or you're going to bring more hungry mouths to feed. So, it's a good question. I don't know. they said Asur, and I can't point to an Isser in the Torah from it, so it's clearly some, unless you want to say it's part of like Doshim Tiyu or some sort of Asita Yashar, so some kind of moral thing that you might say some have a Daraita Kiyum if you want to get brisker on it, but I can't say it's a Chiyuv in the Torah. That's just my intuition on it. I don't have a proof. Shkach.
Shkach.